Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/somewhere. That's help, HELP.com/somewhere.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for coming back. Got some blue sky energy today, so everybody buckle the fuck up. Across from me, as always, is Mr. Blue Sky Energy himself, Cyrus Amundson.
Good afternoon, Uncle Roniax. It's nice to be here. I am on top of the world, buried underneath an entire other world full of COVID, which is buried underneath yet another world full of anger. It's great to be here. Big shout out to the guy on the plane who gave me the COVID bug. Thank you. It's been a stress-free week. I'm excited to be here. I'm obviously handling it well, Chad. Let's have us a show.
Let's do that. I know you do have COVID. I know you've got a little COVID brain. I know you've got a little COVID wife and a little COVID baby. And I know all that stuff. And so I would like to tell you a story. I'd like you to just sit back. And
well, I got on down to the COVID train. I was going to try. Here's how you know I do have COVID brain is because my songs are, and my hillbillies, like the Skeet McGraw material, like, well, he hopped on board the COVID train, then he went outside yesterday. Like, there's just nothing there.
You know what I've noticed that COVID hasn't taken away from you is you still say something in a southern accent one word too early when you go. I mean, you know, they got this Skeet McGraw song, like, here we go down a COVID trail.
Do you think it actually, maybe that's one of the symptoms, it's worse, where I'm like, hey, do you want to hear my new Skeet McGraw song right here? Hello, buddy, come on down.
I think that you just got on the wrong airplane. What a bad beat. You leave bad town beat for one gig.
5 years of not doing road comedy. And on the first trip on the way home, I sit right next to a guy who is, he's coughing, baby. He's getting that wah, wah out there. He's sneezing, baby. Yeah, he is. A little bit of the achoos. He's sniffling a little bit of a little bit of that. And for the quadfectra, my man is taking DayQuil.
DayQuil, wah, wah, wah.
He's knowingly sick and taking no precautions.
Hey, I want to say this.
Yeah,
give it to me. I had such a lovely experience. And I know, guess what? Hey, everybody, buckle up. This is about a TSA agent.
Okay.
Buckle up.
Okay.
So I've been watching you drink smoothies and get it in your mustache for years. And sure. So I think to myself, I'm going to start taking some smoothies. And I'm going to start drinking them, and I'm going to take them on the road with me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So.
Hey, can I say something out loud?
Yeah.
Can I extra interrupt you today because I have COVID brain?
Yeah, go for it, man.
I want to be more of a pain with my COVID brain. So, I love, secretly and quietly, despite the mania that happens on this side of the microphone, I feel you come in Papa Bear's way. I mean, you're texting me about Aura rings. Hey, what size your Aura ring? I might get one.
That's true.
Oh, hey, I've been thinking about smoothies. Next thing you know, we'll be stealing sweet potatoes together and dying next to a lake. You know, with
must be at my place. Hey,
no.
So, the Aura ring thing. So Kelsey ordered
old
an Aura
people
ring.
Who die as old people, like,
oh,
no,
I gotcha.
The Notebook. I didn't want to say we were going to die now.
Oh, I didn't know you meant. Oh, I thought you meant very soon.
No, we're going to grow old together at the lake. So anyways, Kelsey bought you.
Not me, bought herself an Aura ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see how it works. So she got the sizing kit, and that's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
About your size, because I was trying, you're supposed to put it on your index finger or your middle finger, not like a, yeah.
Put it on that gun finger. pop, pop.
It's like, hey, are you worried about your sleep or do you sell meth? It really is a weird fucking look to have a ring on your index finger.
Yeah, it looks like I do card tricks.
Yeah, it kind of does. It looks like I was on what's that show called? What's the original singing show called?
This is going
American
great.
Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah, it looks like I was on American Idol second season.
Oh, is that a what's Justin that Guarini name? Slam or was he season
no,
one?
No, he was first season. What is that guy's name that
Daughtry.
He only uses his last name? Daughtry, Chris Daughtry.
Yeah.
That was a Chris Daughtry joke. Guess what? Welcome to the writer's room, everybody, where we bounce ideas off each other until we have all the information. I have COVID brain, and I don't even have the goddamn COVID. Here's the thing. I bought a Ninja, $60 Ninja travel. It says it on there. Travel blender, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to travel with this thing per the request of the Ninja Corporation.
Is Ninja the greatest branding in the history of branding, or do I just have like severe COVID brain?
No, it absolutely is. Sometimes when I'm drinking my smoothie, I'll just kick my cupboard shut and say, "Hi-ya, bitch." I really love it. So I have one of these travel Ninja things and I'm excited. I'm going to tell you something. The sticker, the little plastic decal hasn't even been peeled off yet. This thing is brand fucking spanking, right? So I know I'm going to have it on the road. It is a rechargeable one. So you don't have to have it plugged in as you're using it.
Oh,
you
daddy.
Just have to charge it with a USB charger. So I get this thing to 4 green lights, baby. I am ready to rock. Pack it in my suitcase that I'm going to bring on the plane with me. And I'm going through TSA and they pull my suitcase out. And I'm like, wow, I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's my jump rope looks funny, right? Maybe it looks like a bunch of swirly, swirly, swoop-de-doos. And so they pull it aside and he goes, anything sharp or dangerous? I say, absolutely not. And he opens it up and he goes, what's this? I go, that's a blender. That's a travel blender. I'm traveling with it. Then he does something that I had not done. He unscrews the bottom and it's just fucking pure blades sticking straight out. And I go, I got to tell you something. I didn't know it could do that. I just got it. I go, look, the sticker's still on it. And he goes, no, I get it. And he goes, I mean, are you going to be mad if I take this? And I go, I'm kind of going to be mad if you don't take it because I don't want you letting other people through with that goddamn thing. And then he goes, well, I mean, you could do some damage with this thing, right? And he's like pretending to, he's like bringing it forward in a fast motion.
He's going to pantomiming using it as a weapon.
Yes. He's going to like stabbing someone in the back of their head because they declined their seat in front of you, reclined, their seat in front of you. Well before 10,000 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Well before the announcement.
Fucking spike their head and teach them a lesson. Yeah.
You just go, I don't fucking think so, dude. And then I can't see my fucking screen anymore.
Can I tell you something that'll completely change the path of this story, but you just have to tell me to shut up and then keep going?
I have my next thought at the tip of my tongue, brother.
God damn it. Is that, if that's not a modern day Shogun move, you told me to watch Shogun and you hadn't watched Shogun.
I haven't even seen it.
All I'm thinking is ninjas and blades and heads getting chopped off and a plane and keep going. I've loved Shogun.
I haven't seen Shogun. Shut up.
Loved you. Keep going.
How did I tell you to watch a show I wanted to watch and now you're fucking spoiling it for me?
I didn't spoil anything.
I hope you get extra COVID.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't you dare do that. You know that we're teetering on the edge of a mountain.
That's true. So this guy is pantomiming. That's a great word. Thank you for that. He's pantomiming, using it as a weapon, and his thumb must have pushed the power button, and this fucking thing starts spinning. Dude, I could have taken down 2 towers with one of these fucking blenders. It was crazy. This thing would have taken bark off a tree. I'm telling you. No one fucks with you on a plane if you get one of these Ninja blenders on there. Nobody fucks with you. If they're like, oh, hey, you know what? Why don't you sit down? I was trying to use the bathroom before you, but your seat's in front of me and you just happened to get up. But I was in the aisle and that counts. You just go, ring, ring, motherfucker. Zing, zing, zing. I'm going to try to get another one on. I got to tell you, it was electric.
The
Quite literally.
What a great when you put it that way, what a great device for you, a guy with tits and public explosion issues. It both skinnies you up and is also a weapon on the go.
Brother, let's man, you have no idea.
Right now.
You have no idea. It's like, it's like stirring your tea with a fucking butterfly knife. There's never been anything like it. This thing's unreal. And then the guy goes, he pulls out my protein powder and pulls out bananas and pulls out walnuts. And he goes, oh man, sorry, you were going to put this in the blender, right? And I go, I was. And he goes, what are you going to do now? You're just going to chew it. I go, what do you think? I'm going to chew that all up at once like a fucking pour? Dude, I had a $60 travel blender that you're taking from me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat a banana like normal. Then I'm going to eat walnuts. And I'm not going to touch the protein powder because that shit's absolutely disgusting unless it's blended up. And he goes, you can't use your teeth? And I go, I need to tell you something. And I showed him my teeth. And you know what my teeth look like. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, they're on my top 10 list.
They're pretty good.
Of things that are good about
me. They're pretty good. I would say five.
My teeth are straight, no braces. Yep. And I told him, these teeth aren't for chewing shit up like a blender. These are for picking up chicks and closing deals. And then he rolled his eyes super hard and started the blender again. It was fucking awesome. It was awesome.
What I do like as you know, as we both come from frugals, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We both come from frugals. Yeah. I do like the idea. I do have members of my family who at the airport would have been, give me those bags. And they would sooner be sitting in a chair with one bag of protein, one bag of banana, and one bag of walnuts, like dipping a little bit in their mouth and sloshing it around with water and forcing it down with a gulp. They would sooner do that than ever. Like the amount of times, in fact, like they might even get back home from the trip and that's just how they do smoothies until they've saved enough money back up by doing it that way to buy themselves another Ninja blender.
Well, I'm not going to buy myself another blender. I said I was going to try to get one on, but there's no way they can let this thing on. I completely understand. And guess what I did right when I landed? Buy another one? No, I ordered a pizza because I didn't want to have smoothies. This is the universe saying, dude, you're not a smoothie guy.
You're not a smoothie guy.
No. Quit trying to do that shit.
I think you could be a smoothie guy. But I think you're a guy who you need a place, right? Like an establishment, a business where some days you can get a smoothie and like, oh, would you like a little green tea powder in there? You know, like you can get a healthy, hear me out because
I am going to hear you out, but I don't like those places. And I'll tell you why, because they use like
too many sassy teenage girls.
No, they use strawberries in like syrup. That's not what I'm going there for.
But
that's
what I'm saying. I just think you need a business where you can on one day get you a health smoothie, and on the next day you go, you know what? Papa wants something with a little bit of whipped cream on it. Like I think you having both as an option is an important thing. Are you still on this like I'm never eating sugar again thing?
If you think that I'm gonna waste calories on whipped cream, you're a fucking psychopath. Who would ever do that? Here's what I do. I have smoothies at my house. I tried to incorporate them on the road. The universe said, not on my watch, little bitch. And so I order pizza on the road. Here's what I do. I go to a town and I put my money into that city. I say,
yes,
Uber Eats. This Uber Eats driver is going to get a little something. The restaurant's going to get a little something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Chad,
maybe I'm going to be so
creator.
Goddamn happy.
Chad, the job creator.
Well, you know, I do what I can. But then I come home and then I have smoothies and I have eggs and I have like fajita bowls and shit like that. So I'm fine at home. But when I go on the road, all bets are off. You need to know that about me.
Now, what I like to do on the road is I like to find the nicest steakhouse in town. I go to a grocery store and I pick this right back up. But it's a little new nowadays because of how my body works and the sort of food I have to eat. But I like to hit up a grocery store right when I get there so I have everything I need for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, I find the nicest steakhouse in town and I order a pork chop, you know, and then I hate everything.
I love that you go to a steakhouse to order a pork chop.
Here's the thing. Had I known when I gave up red meat a long time ago, had I known that one of the things I like, I would, hey, someday your health problem, you'll have a health problem that you can't eat red, you know, because I gave up red meat long before all the disease and all that stuff. Right.
And I stand by, that's why you got it. But keep going.
So let me shift then, because I don't feel like I want to respond to that. Hey, everybody. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, more time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to figure out how to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is by knowing what's important to you and knowing how to prioritize it while dealing with all the other things you have going on. Therapy is a tool that can help you do that, amongst many other things. Chad and I have talked about therapy often on this show. We are both believers in it. Perhaps you would like to figure out how to prioritize and focus your life. Perhaps you would like to deal with larger things, major trauma, you know, all sorts of issues, learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries. Therapy is the way to go. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/somewhere today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/somewhere. Let's go from planes to automobiles, shallst we?
I would shallst.
Okay. So there's something going on in the Ohio region where people are leaving gigantic skeletons that look like they are for Halloween out year-round. And
it's April 21st right now.
And we're talking, Jenna, what do you think? 15, 20-foot tall skeletons? About 15. She says 20-foot tall skeletons.
Yeah, we're 10 days away from this being exactly a half year away from October.
Yes. And we were like, oh, we're obviously in, you know, like, hey, we don't take our decorations down round here. Like, we're in non-HOA territory. But then we were talking to somebody, it's like, man, it's crazy how lazy people are with, like, you know, whatever. But, like, it's been a while. And they're like, oh, a lot of those skeletons are multi-seasonal. And I was like, I didn't know they made giant multi-seasonal skeletons. Like, oh, is this an Easter skeleton? So is it a Jesus skeleton? It's a Valentine's Day.
Is this what would have happened if he wouldn't have come out of the cave? Dude. We don't know.
And then there's the Valentine's Day one. They just go out and put a heart in the middle of the rib cage. so apparently there's a lot of different skeletons. But whilst looking around and starting to notice these skeletons, I saw something that dwarfed all of the skeletons, something way more interesting. So I love, do you ever drive by one of those properties where you're like, I didn't know you could fit that many yard signs and flags on a property?
Oh, yeah. When I lived in Fergus Falls, I lived on the walk to the big football field where I would run Poe. There was this lady who had a daycare, and it was like filled with all these loving signs of everyone's welcome here, you know, like a rainbow sign, this color, this daycare doesn't see color. We teach, colors or, you know, whatever the fuck it was, but it was like filled with this positivity and loving and welcoming nature.
This daycare doesn't see colors. Make sure you're to send your child in a hat or we might lose them.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
I don't know if that joke even makes sense, but I saw the opposite of that. I saw one of those, like, So it's one of those lawns, it's just like flags everywhere, like every flag you can imagine, and just yard signs, and it's a big let's say fire and brimstone vibe.
Oh, this is like religious stuff.
Yeah, kind of like religious adjacent. It's like this heavy crossover of religious and societal stuff. And
Okay.
so it is where yours was like, hey, we need to, we don't see color here. So it was one of the funniest things I've seen in a while because I was driving by it. And so tons of flags, tons of signs. But then there were three big rotating signs, or not rotating, but like it felt like it rotated as I drive by. So imagine you're driving
Sure.
by and the property's on your left and you see a sign, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff in the backyard, but up front there's one really big sign, and you travel
Okay.
another 50 feet and there's another identical really big sign with different words, and then another 50 feet in there. So those are like the headliners, right?
Okay.
And so with everything I've described, the first sign is not going to catch you offline. I drive up and I just see it, and it just says, "Abortionists shall burn in hell."
Yeah.
Like, I think I can.
I did kind of see that
I
coming.
didn't. That one doesn't surprise. Oh, you're not pro-Abo? I can't believe it.
Can I tell you that I think the second or third sign says something like, "Oh, you don't see colors? Well, I can see 43 different shades of brown."
So the second
Pretty close.
sign says, so far you're like, okay, I know who you want to burn in hell. But then the
Yeah.
second sign says, litigators shall burn in hell.
Litigators.
Litigators,
Are
which.
we talking about the people that make deals to stay out of a courtroom and cause taxpayers a lot of money because of a long, drawn-out trial?
I just think of the word lawyers, like litigation, litigators. I don't know. I just thought of like a legal
Yeah.
professional.
Weird.
So those guys and gals going dead, they shall burn in hell. And then
That's a weird one. It's like, what are you down here for? Well, I had an abortion. What are you down here for? Well, I just fucking graduated law school. I don't know. I just got sent right down here.
why
Pass
are
the
you
board.
why are you in the hell line, sir? Nine abortions. I had my girlfriend have nine different abortions. What about you? I guess I was lead on a couple of Innocence Project trials.
Yeah, what the fuck? And also, nine abortions. What, did he get her pregnant with a cat? Jesus Christ, relax.
I'm just trying to, really contrast the
Sure.
individuals. So then we hit the third sign, and the third sign says tax collectors shall burn in hell. And
Agree with that one.
so it's a, it's a real, I also think, I like to think of the idea of, because here's the thing, if you think litigators and tax collectors belong in hell, okay, my guess is you probably think a lot of people belong in hell. Like,
Yeah.
your hell is gonna feel like a Miami nightclub. You ain't gonna have much
Right.
room down there.
Right.
And
And you want to
heaven's
go to
gonna feel
heaven.
like actual
Yeah.
Field of Dreams. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just lounging out. I am so sick of people stealing my fucking towel at the pool.
So
Goddamn tax collectors.
that means they only had the three signs, and these are clearly handmade signs. They were made well, but these are clearly handmade signs. Which the other scenario is probably funnier. You're like, hey, Bill, do you have my abortionists, litigators, and tax collectors shall burn in hell signs done yet? Bill, it's been 3 weeks. How I have to get the message out.
Hey Bill, can you add a fourth sign to that? Kinko's employees can burn in hell. This is taking way too long.
Kinko's and Booking, yeah, can you, how about Kinko's employees named Bill shall burn in hell? But that means if he made him himself or she made him herself, I do like the idea of them having to narrow down the signs to decide who the big
Yeah.
three are. And honestly, I kind of want to go knock on the door and be like, guys, I don't want to. Obviously, you have a system here. You've spent a level of income on flags and yard signs that I don't recognize.
Yeah.
And All I'm saying is I think you maybe need a producer. I think you need another hand in the mix. I want to rethink this top three people to burn in hell. I want to throw some suggestions out. I want to talk it through. I maybe want to help develop your process in terms of decision making. And maybe we get a pedophiles on one of these three. Maybe one of these has, maybe one of these has pedophiles on it. Maybe one of these has murderers. I don't know. Or we go completely the other direction with it. And I want you to tell me who the most well-meant type of person that exists that you think is going to hell.
I would love to show up with a lawyer and a tax collector that one of them got the other one pregnant and they are not having that baby. That would be wild. And then you go like, hey, look who I found. This is the fucking trifecta, dude. And then he goes, bring him in here. And then you just rob them. You rob them of all their shit. I'm into it.
Yeah, I think I could become a sign guy. I know I could become a bumper sticker guy. I think that's... Bumper sticker is the level before this where you're like, hey, what did you do to the back of your car there? What's all that stuff? I think this is the next level up from that. But I think if I become a sign person, I don't know if I'm a who's going to hell sort of guy.
Right.
I don't know if I'm not,
What are you going to be, though? What are you going to be?
I don't know.
Don't you think it would be fun to put ridiculous, even more ridiculous than that person had, on who's going to hell?
That's what I'm saying. I think that's...
Like, Girl Scouts that sell cookies outside of grocery stores are going to hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's get one of those going.
Yeah, let's get a Girl Scouts who are out of my favorite brand, shall burn in hell type of situation. Yeah.
Let's get a... Let's get a youth pastor is going to just that a youth pastor and just see what people do. I've met a lot of youth pastors in my day that are no longer youth pastors, and they are, I think, going to go to hell if that's a real place.
Yeah.
And the rules, and I understand the rules correctly.
Yeah. That'll be a really tough one. We're like, hey, what are you here for? Oh, fake youth pastor. I mean, I was a real youth pastor, but I was pretending to be a youth pastor because I wanted to, molest kids. So I kind of saw this one coming. What were you? Were you a child molester? What are you in line for? I was a public defender for 62 years. 62 years. I gave my life to the courts as a public servant. I actually only made. I made less than $100,000 a year, so I didn't even leave much money for my kids. But it does feel warm. Does that door feel warm to everybody else? Are you guys feeling the heat coming from that door? Should I be here? Do you think I should be in the? Should I be in the next to you? Okay, all right.
Hey, Mister! It seems like you're freaking out. Just so you know, I just didn't have Thin Mints one time. I got to tell you, there's a video going around that I have seen on several different pages. You know when you get that? When you get that kind of meme? Like, for example, Eminem today, April 21st, is 16 years sober. I have seen that on a lot. He's holding the 16-year medallion in his hand. And I've seen that on a lot of different pages. Well, what I've also seen...
Congratulations, Marshall.
Congratulations, Mr. Navas. 16 years, that is pretty damn impressive, especially when you had a slut whore for a mother that did cocaine.
Is that the backstory?
I don't know. I'm just referencing one song. When I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my father was... You know what I noticed? Rap music could easily be country music.
Yeah.
It's a...
White rap music? For sure. White rap music, I think, is country.
When I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my father was an evil man. She used to tell me he hated me. I mean, that's crazy.
That's great.
Those are Eminem lyrics.
That's a great country music.
But here's the video that I have been watching over and over and over. It is, there's a baby in a high chair.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom sneezes one time,
mm-hmm.
and the kid starts laughing uncontrollably.
Okay.
And then she starts fake sneezing, and the kid keeps laughing. and there's no end in sight.
Great.
She just keeps sneezing, and this kid keeps laughing. And all of the comment. Now, I will tell you, the first 19 times I watched this video, I thought, this is fucking adorable, and a baby's laugh is so contagious.
Yeah. This is, and we're going to the comment sections. Thank you, Chad, and welcome to my wheelhouse.
Yeah. The 20th time I watched this video, I started having some human thoughts.
Okay.
Of this baby's going to grow up to be someone that doesn't help, that does not contribute to society. This is a kid that's just laughing at sneezes. We don't need another one of those. We have plenty of those. So I'm starting to like lose my mind a little bit, and then I keep watching it. And five more times, I'm actually angry at this baby for falling for fake sneezes. I need
to get off the internet.
I need some sort of help. It has been brought to my attention by two family members and one person that I own a home with.
Okay.
That perhaps, perhaps the way I live my life. Mm-hmm. The way I get angry on the road, the way I don't like some people in public, the way I react to that, the way I fixate on certain things, the way I have 1,000 different thoughts in 1 second, that maybe I have this thing called ADHD. So I am going to, for the three people in my life that have suggested it, that I care for very much, I am going to go in and I'm going to take an assessment.
Okay.
And if the assessment says you have to take medication for this or you're going to end up getting shot on the highway, then I'm going to try it. So the reason I'm telling you this is, number one, to hold myself to it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to, like I'm going to do this.
Quit Instagram.
Yeah, really great. But I'm going to hold myself to it, and I'm going to, because I'm going to keep you filled in weekly as a video blog, I guess this isn't video, as a audio blog, what's happening with this, because I'm kind of excited. I've talked to some people about this, and they say sometimes they've taken a medication and their thoughts slow down to the point where they can see them individually. And I have to tell you something, if that were to happen, that's going to be the greatest fucking thing in the whole wide world.
Can I respond?
Yeah, I'd love to hear a counterpoint.
As a prominent Chad supporter, first of all, whatever you want the outcome to be, I want the outcome to be for you.
This seems like trouble.
No, it's not.
Also, I just saw your ring on your finger again, on your index finger, and now I'm right back to youth pastor. Keep going.
Secondly, so as you maybe are aware, this here family, the Amundsen, or the gang of Amundsens, who's this? I'm so tired, it's crazy.
You sound like Herman Munster, who played the judge on My Cousin Vinny, when he goes, did you just say Utes?
Yeah. So, as you may or may not be aware, my family has been on the ADHD journey for the past, I don't know, year and a half, year, something like that, 2 years.
Who has it? Tell us who has it.
Jenna Bear.
So we can tease him. Oh, I don't want to.
Yeah, well, look at, I can't wait to clip this. She doesn't listen to the show. So Justin, could you clip that so I can send it right to her? We've come to learn a great deal. I think it is a very, very misunderstood, I think it's just like anything else. I think, things often suffer their own past narratives. And I think when ADD, before it just became ADHD, and they were used to be separate and now they're all under one and yada, yada, yada. You know, when we were kids, we knew people who had ADHD, but what was it? It was the spaz. It's a spaz.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a spaz.
Called them a spaz.
You can't sit down. Yeah. You can't sit in class. And so, a couple of things came from that. One you know, a bunch of news shows going, oh, you got to medicate your kids just to, so like this complete undermining of it as a condition that actually affects people. And then the medication, I don't think, was well understood at that time. And so a lot of people in my generation, one of our very, very close friends, you know, other people I know, they were over medicated. So they would sure. medicate the behavior, not the problem. So if the kid was acting out in school, they would go, oh, he has ADHD. That's the spaz disease, you know? Let's fucking, I mean, let's truly, fucking jack him full of meds until he calms down. But that was like, I know a lot of people. So one of our friends who was on meds as a little kid, as a young school child, right? Weighed like 100 and some pounds and was on 4 or 5 times the dose that he now takes as an adult, because they've now, so like all these kids who hated their meds because it made them numb and made them feel weird, it's because they weren't dosing and they weren't medicating correctly. And so, you know, there's a lot more understood now, but I think the idea that like, it's not a spaz disease, it's an, you know, difficulty with the executive functioning thing, and how many different, and Jenna Winning got really tested at a place that like medically, clinically tests for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Now, here's what I will say, having said all of that. I think the amount of people that probably that are somewhere on the ADHD spectrum or would qualify is quite large.
I think
what percentage of those people are in need of medication versus management tools? I am not even remotely smart enough to, or do I have the interest in pretending that I belong in that conversation. But I would also say you are the sort of, like, my one counterpoint is I think those problems that you describe, give me the things again. Freaking out on people in public.
Yeah, just the amount of reaction. What were some of the other ones? Not being able to remember. No, I'm kidding.
And now you got COVID from this episode.
Yeah, it's they talk about being hyper fixated on things.
Also an autism thing, yeah. As we've always said, we think you probably have autism.
Fuck you, bro.
Oh, I think if we're picking, I don't want to tell Kelsey and, I mean, you said two of your other family members. I mean, I could guess out of the four, it's not going to be a hard one to, it's not like Uncle Ronnie wrote in and was like, Chad, I've been listening to the shows. I think you have attention deficit hyperactive disorder. You know, I think, you know, if I had to pick, I would pick autistic because of your, the way like you build your material and how good you are at puzzles and, you know, math and stuff like that. So I'm voting autistic. And I'm one for one. I nailed it.
I nailed
it on Mike Brody. Nailed it. Told him for years. Dude, Mike Brody told him for years that he was autistic. Called me one day and he goes, you know how you're always joking about me having autism? I took a test and I have it. I was like, that wasn't a joke any of the times. That's never.
That is like one of the tests you don't want to pass.
One of the, and I think you would crush it. Now,
I'm excited.
So, but I also think, so of, if I'm ranking, because I think there's three things at play. If I'm ranking, I'm you know, you got your ADHD as a possibility. Yep. You got Chad autism as a possibility.
Full-blown autism.
And then number three is, you know, you're a guy who confidently walks around talking about how well he's processed the fact that his father was a deceitful, unhelpful letdown of a monster. Maybe if we pulled the curtain all the way back, that had a very dramatic effect on the way that Chad views interactions and human responsibilities. And even though he doesn't think it's there, maybe the reason he ramps up really hard is because he gives of himself in a way that somebody who hurt him very deeply never gives of themselves. And so maybe he overcompensate when things don't go well. So those are, I don't know, like 1, 2, 3, like power ranking them, but.
Fuck you, Cy. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude. Is that autism? Those are my
if those are the top three. Here's somebody put it up on Twitter. Put it up on the Middle of Summer Twitter account. Do you think that's going to be today's poll question? Do we think Chad has full blown autism? Do we think he has full blown ADHD, or do we think he has full blown daddy issues that are buried even though he thinks he's solved them? Let's go ahead, cast your vote, and he'll act accordingly on next week's episode.
Well, now I hate this baby that laughed at the sneezes even more, because that's who got us here.
Can I end on can I end this COVID Chad has a new impairment episode on? People are gonna be like, man, we were just talking before the show how many people are so nice to come up at live shows and tell us how much the show means to them. I think they'll leave this one off the mentions next time we hear somebody say.
Yeah, that'll be a new aside. They're like, just so you guys know, your show means a ton, and listening every week, it feels like I get to hang out with two buddies, except the COVID autism one. Other than that, I really enjoy the show, but that one was brutal.
Justin, let's go with title. Let's go with COVIDism and Chad's dad. I think that works. Anytime we throw Chad's dad in, we usually get clicks on that. That's how clickbait works. Yeah, baby. Last thing, can I tell you one fun thing that I saw? I don't have anything.
For the listener's sake, I don't even have anything on it.
So this is probably going to make stuff worse. I just have to tell you the best thing that I've seen in forever. I was coming up on some road construction and everybody was out there, and normal road construction crew, and they're like breaking the road and pulling big chunks of it up. And, you know, there's one guy doing that and 13 guys that are like, yeah, he's doing it. And, but they all have on lime green vests, like the lime green vests.
Yep.
Not the bright orange. Lime green is a thing.
So it looks like they are in the, like the prison work release program. That's the sound of the man working on the chain. Oh, don't you know?
So they also have, they have hard hats on. And I mean, this guy, I think, had to have been like the leader, but there was a guy who had on a same color green neon zip up hoodie with patches that had clearly been stitched all over it. And then he had a cowboy hard hat where guys like, yeah, I'll dress like, I'll meet the requirements, but I am who I am. I'm a motherfucking skateboarding cowboy. That's who, I guess. I don't know. Who is that? A hoodie and a cowboy hat? Fucking awesome looking dude. He looks like, yeah, Bret Michaels on vacation in Colorado.
I could definitely handle getting through some construction because I'm definitely an excellent driver.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.